Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
He said, I know y'all, we talk about love, God's love and grace and mercy, and I believe it. And President Carter said, God is also a God of judgment. And he went through a chapter in the book of First Chronicles about the judgment of God. And it was wonderful. Man, he was so good. Now, I don't like his politics. I'm not going to be political. Don't like his politics. But as a boy, he had that salvation down right, and his Sunday school lesson was right on, right down the line with it. And I'm saying, amen, amen, amen. Anyway, I said all to say this, God is a God of judgment. And we see that his judgments are righteous, true. For he hath judged the great whore, which should corrupt the earth with her fornication. I want you to notice that it talks about in verse number 3 that her smoke rose up forever and ever. Flip back with me to Revelation 18:8. Revelation 18:8. Again, it's speaking about Babylon. And it says, therefore shall her plagues come up in one day, death and mourning and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. So we see literally fire, like the same way Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. Babylon will literally be destroyed with fire. Matter of fact, later it's going to talk about even in 1 hour. And here in verse number 3, it says that her smoke rose up forever and ever. Now, it's interesting to think that while this is taking place in heaven, all these hallelujahs, that Babylon is sitting in a bunch of cinders and ashes. It's been completely destroyed. And the people that are in it, were in it, have been destroyed. Remember last week we talked about where God, the angel said, come out ye here people from Babylon, because Babylon is fixing to be destroyed. Well, those who didn't leave Babylon stayed. Not only were they destroyed, the city was destroyed so much that the Bible says that the smoke rose up, in verse number 3, forever. What does that mean? I thought that, how can it rise up forever? That's a great question. Well, I get the picture of this. Now, not many commentators will mention on this. Again, you know what a commentator is? They're just commentators, and they just write what they think about it. I've read a lot of different thoughts about this verse. This thing about rising the smoke up forever, could it be? Could it be? Again, I take up things very literally, that as this, the ashes and the smoke and the embers that have come from Babylon, as they rise up into the atmosphere, they somehow get into outer, they just keep going and going and going, and they're in outer space forever and ever. Preacher, you're crazy, I know, but let me just interpret the way I like to see it. I just see it going up in the atmosphere, and it's out there forever. Out there in outer space somewhere, that the smoke and those embers that rose up forever and ever, the Lord revenges. I want to turn back with me to Revelation 6:10. Again, the thought is when these hallelujahs that the Lord revenges. Revelation 6:10, we read these words. These saints are being martyred during the tribulation period. This is the time frame here. The seals are being opened. And these saints, when the fifth seal has been opened, they are slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. In verse number 10, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Again, back in the tribulation period at the beginning, how long will it be till you judge? And he said, just wait a little while. Well, this is taking place here, and it took place at Babylon. The world has been judged. A battle of Armageddon is fixing to take place. But that hallelujah is the reason that the Lord, he revenges. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Romans 12:19. Let me throw this in here real quick. It wasn't in my notes. But a lot of times, should I say most of the time, when something is done to us, someone says something, or hurts our feelings, or whatever it may be, sometimes I'm going to get back at them. Am I talking to the right people? Or are y'all real spiritual and I'm going to get him when I get my chance? Well, we have to remember that the Lord says, I'll repay. Let him be the great judge, and just we stay focused on him. Turn around, I want to share something else with you. Second Thessalonians, chapter number 1. When you read the book of 1 and 2 Thessalonians, where you find in 2 Thessalonians, and it's going to talk about God's judgment in the Revelation. The book of 1 Thessalonians speaks about the translation or the rapture. Every chapter talks about it, that ends in 1 Thessalonians, ends with something about the coming of the Lord. It talks about the rapture. I like to use the word translation. 2 Thessalonians speaks of his revelation. That's why some people get messed up with their interpretation of 2 Thessalonians, especially chapter number 2 and the day of the Lord and all, and how they think they're going to go through the tribulation period and all that. But they have to realize he's speaking of the revelation, not the translation. And we notice here, and let's begin in verse number 5. Remember ye not that when I was with you yet I told you these things? Paul had told him, don't you worry. Someone thought they'd missed the rapture. There's so much here, and I won't get into that. And Paul said, listen, don't let no one deceive you and tell you anything else but what I've told you. Don't you remember when I was there with you? I explained to you about the coming of the Lord. And verse number 6, and now you know what withholdeth, that he might reveal it in his time. We know that is talking about the Antichrist and then the Holy Spirit in that verse. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now worketh will let until he be taken away. I wish I could spend time, but I want to get moving here. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. That's the revelation, the brightness of his coming. You get that? Revelation 19:11. We'll be there in next week or two. Again, it's referring to the revelation, not the translation. The brightness of the coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all deceivableness of power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of truth that they might be saved. Let me just finish this next two verses. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. For any farther, just a reminder that today is the day of salvation. If you heard the gospel during this side of the tribulation, during this side of the coming of Christ, you will not have the mental ability to understand the truth of Scripture, the gospel. The Bible says God will send you a strong mental strain. Your mind cannot comprehend the gospel, and you will be damned forever. Why? Because you refused the truth. The truth was presented to you, and you rejected Jesus Christ, so you will no longer have that opportunity to be saved. However, there will be multitudes and multitudes and multitudes, probably more people that will ever be saved in that short time period during the tribulation that will have ever been saved in that span of time ever in the history of mankind. Why? Because there's about 8 billion people now here on this earth, and still over half has not heard a good, clear presentation of the gospel, which means half of the world can still be saved during the tribulation. Does this make sense to y'all? Okay, and so during the tribulation, those who have not heard the gospel, if they believe, they will be saved. Okay, but during this time, God's wrath will be poured out here upon the earth, so the Lord revenges. I have something here, Revelation 14. Let me go to Revelation 14. Yeah, verses 10 and 11. Again, talking about the wrath of God. The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without measure into this cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels, and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast in his image, who receiveth the mark of the beast. The Lord will execute judgment on this earth.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.